Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
It's Friday, February 2nd, 2024, and we're about to break one of the biggest stories in the 29-plus year history of this operation. Folks, no, not about hype. I tell you something's big. It's big. We deliver. We are tomorrow's news today.
Ha ha ha! Nachdem Tod ein Engel werden.
The universe is big.
Den rechten Himmel fragst du dann.
Globalists want to pose like they're God.
Warum man sie nicht?
But they're not even connected to God. 276 days, 12 hours, 58 minutes, 55 seconds for the most important election in world history. And the corrupt, dying establishment is running around like a chicken with its head cut off that just took 5 gallons of PCP. Well, you talk about the Great Awakening. It's not just in the talk show hosts, and all the most popular talk show hosts in the world now are anti-New World Order. Everybody's joining us. It's in government. It's in corporations. It's everywhere. All right. So we've been pinned down because of financial issues, as you know, the last few years. And I'm not, you know, the border like 2 or 3 times a year. And I want to have people at the border full time because the Border Patrol, the National Guard, the State Guard, they're all on our side. The feds down there that are rank and file are on our side. I'd say 95% of them. It is a target-rich environment to tell the truth. So I finally, in the bankruptcy and moving forwards, we're doing better here, got funding to send a couple security guys, a couple reporters, camera people down to the border. But it's our security people, particularly Tim Enloe, that has, this guy's, he never talks about his military service, but the Army, the Marines, Blackwater, Austin police officers, SWAT team, 3-letter agencies, federal marshal, you know, air marshal, he's done it all. He wants to know everything. They train state police and the local police, the SWAT team training. I mean, he's like the guy that they can send in for that. He's like a really amazing guy. A good friend of mine. Head of security for InfoWars. Enloe has all these contacts. And he went down there, and the Border Patrol, all of them, just said, here's everything. The documents, everything. And they said, we're really concerned about a false flag right now. We think Biden's about to stage a terror attack down here. I mean, this is us. This is our guys in meetings. And let me tell you, the meetings I have with Enloe is like with the high-level federal judges. I'm not going to say how high-level because it's as high as you can go other than like the Supreme Court. You know, we're talking the people. And so they're like, when are you coming? When are you coming? And so we need to be down there permanently. And Drew Hernandez relieves our team with his team on Saturday, and then I'm going to go, and Owen's going to go. Owen, because his probation for January 6th, can't go until like the 23rd of February, but I'm going, we're all going, it's all going down. And so we're going to break some massive, massive news. I talk about a Rosetta Stone. I talk about a keyhole. You know, they couldn't decipher the Egyptian hieroglyphics until 150 years ago or whatever it was. You can look it up. I think maybe 200 years ago. They found the Rosetta Stone that was the decoder. It was like the stone for a classroom for kids, how to read a hieroglyph. And then once you had the Rosetta Stone, that's what they call that big computer program that teaches you any language, the Rosetta program. Once you've got that, you got it all. This is ultra massive news. How is Biden planning a civil war? How is he planning to sic the NSA on the American people? How are they planning to roll all this out? We now know from the feds, who have been briefed on all of it. We have it, folks. We don't just have whistleblowers in the Border Patrol or the FBI or the state police or the guard. We have them at Fort Meade at the NSA. All right? Yeah, the NSA. I mean, alive at the end of this day. But we're about to drop all the data. Tomorrow's news today, bitches. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com. Farmers to school teachers to bus drivers and police officers and auto mechanics to FBI agents and people at the NSA. America is tired of seeing this country being brought down, and it's going to be whistleblowers that bring down the New World Order. We have NSA whistleblowers. We have Border Patrol whistleblowers. We have FBI whistleblowers. We've got it all today. That's why you kept us on air. That's why we stayed in attack formation. Now, here's my earlier report I just put out 15 minutes ago on X and Real Alex Jones. I'll give you all the latest details after this. And Tim Enloe, who's been down there on the ground at the border with Chase Geyser. He doesn't even want to be on air, but this is so technical, he's going to come on air. And Tim has worked for most of the federal agencies. He's done it all. He's a really smart guy, and that's why he has these contacts. Stay with us. Friday, February 2nd, 2024, we have two huge breaking stories right now that are exclusive to InfoWars. We have a team on the border at Eagle Pass, not just our reporter Chase Geyser, but seasoned former military and law enforcement who've also worked for major three-letter agencies, I'll leave it at that, who have incredible contacts within the U.S. government, the Border Patrol, the State Guard, you name it. Yesterday evening, I got a call from Tim Enloe, the head of InfoWars Security. And he's one of those people that has extensive background in the government. I'll leave it at that. And he has the sources down there known to him who he met with. And he was shown the Homeland Security FBI memo that came through yesterday morning to the main Border Patrol facility there in Eagle Pass on the Texas-Mexico border, and they told them imminent threat of a white supremacist attack on the illegal alien migrants that were gathering there at Eagle Pass and on the Border Patrol facility. Now, we then learned later last night and this morning the big exclusive to legitimize activating facial recognition software that the NSA has dialed in to the state, federal, and local, as well as many private cameras in South Texas. This terror alert was issued that our sources believe is fake as a pretext to turn on the NSA software that is illegal to use against U.S. citizens unless there's special orders given from the president to the NSA at Fort Meade. And here is the debate going on within the Border Patrol and within Fort Meade. This information is directly from the NSA. The NSA is already very, very upset that their software was used against American citizens on January 6th. And the Border Patrol and NSA are concerned about a false flag in Eagle Pass, and the fact that this terror alert was issued. A similar one was done over a year ago when over 10,000 Haitian migrants had stacked up. And there was another secret report at the time that white supremacists were going to attack those individuals. And again, that was used as a pretext to turn on the facial recognition systems. There's a major fight going on. This is the biggest news. Inside the National Security Agency at Fort Meade in Maryland, on the fact that Biden is taking what happened on January 6th and expanding federal offices of the Capitol Police around the country, and now setting the precedent to turn on the facial recognition software all over the country and track citizens in live time. Now, let's be clear. The cameras are on, scanning everybody's faces and storing them, but they're not accessing the faces of American citizens, and they're not putting that into the database. But now, in D.C., they're doing it on a routine basis, and they have given the order at the NSA for this to happen in not just Eagle Pass, but across the South Texas border in response to the, quote, imminent terror attack by white supremacists against the Border Patrol and against, quote, the migrants. And it is the Border Patrol, and it is the federal law enforcement, and it is the individuals in Fort Meade who interface with the Border Patrol themselves that believe that they are planting some type of false flag down there to, again, expand the January 6th narrative across the country ahead of the election, because Biden has openly said that anybody that opposes his agenda is, quote, a right-wing extremist. And then he's put out that national security memorandum in June of 2021, basically declaring the MAGA movement and basically all conservatives as terrorists. So this is the apparatus of foreign intelligence being used against the American people, and very dangerous precedents being set to use it. But it's good news that there's a major fight going on at the NSA. And as of just about an hour ago, they are refusing to access the footage and turn it on against the American people. Obviously, again, as a chilling effect as well, so that people don't want to go out and protest and demonstrate because, quote, you're going to be put in a database. I totally support the convoys going down there that arrived tonight. I think it's great to have citizen journalists drawing attention. Nobody's going down there to be mean to the illegal aliens or the, quote, migrants. We're there to draw attention to the fact that we have human smuggling, human trafficking of children. The Democrats are working with the cartels, the Border Patrol, the state police, the State Guard are all on the same team. That's another key piece of information from our sources. And I have direct timelines right here from my sources, our sources. And at 11:30 today, just coming up in less than an hour, at Infowars.com/show and on X at Real Alex Jones, Tim Inlow, who, again, doesn't normally go on air, but this is so important, he is going to come on and break down this information and a lot more. And, again, he has seen the documents. He's been allowed to actually verify this information. This is a big, big deal. And the Border Patrol and other federal agents are seriously concerned that the Biden administration is attempting to set up the American people and Trump supporters right now. But we can't just never go cover something or never have a demonstration because of that. This is a great awakening that our own government and our own military and our own NSA is very upset about what's going on and is giving us this information. So this is extremely historical. Local news is now reporting on what we broke yesterday. They're talking to the Border Patrol and saying, indeed, there has been this memo of imminent white supremacist attack. So this is tomorrow's news today. Again, if you're watching this on X right now, by the time you're watching it, we'll be live. And you can go to Infowars.com/show or right on the front page of Real Alex Jones on X. And we're going to have Tim Inlow and others on the broadcast giving you real-time information. This is about not letting the huge apparatus of foreign intelligence be used against the American people. This is critical to the future of our republic. So please share this report, and please join us live today at 11 a.m. Central at Infowars.com/show. And again, right here on X at Real Alex Jones.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, Infowars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Infowars.com/show.
Exclusive. Biden administration uses border crisis, illegal order, NSA to spy on Americans with facial recognition technology based on fake terror alerts issued by the FBI. You saw Jack Smith a few months ago. His secret subpoena came out. He got really upset, ordering Twitter, X, to give them hundreds of millions of people that had liked or followed or supported President Trump's channel. That's all about a database in the NSA to link it to your face and create a chilling effect. You're being watched in live time. That's why they're expanding the Capitol Police all over the country. And you say, well, we better just shut up and go away. No, no, no. This is all being done, again, to take the whole apparatus of national security, supposedly for the Chinese and the Russians and Fang Fang and Swallowswell, and turn it against us. But we've got the NSA, the Border Patrol, everybody really upset about that, and they are worried that the criminal elements of the federal government, the same feds that staged the attack on Governor Whitmer and all that didn't happen, that tried to stage it, they are seriously concerned. That doesn't mean you don't go protest. It doesn't mean you don't go cover things. But they're using all this to roll out officially during the election year, with only 9.5, 10 months to the election, that anybody that's upset about human trafficking or a totally open border or hundreds of thousands a week coming across, you're a terrorist. You're a bad guy. But the good news is the Border Patrol is totally on our side, and they wanted us to know they're working with the state police, they're working with the governor, they're working with the...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To not be scared. I remember on the morning of January 6th, I'm going to be completely honest with you, because honesty is all that matters. I get up about 6:45 reading news. It's a big day. I don't normally drink in the morning. And I looked at my wife, and I said, baby, let's get a big breakfast and a couple shots of Jack Daniels. So I had breakfast by 7:30, hung out with my wife a little bit, went out there, took us an hour and a half to get through the crowd just to where Trump was at, and we had no idea what we were walking into. We had so many Trump events, so many things were totally peaceful. We didn't know the feds were going to stand down and set us up. We just thought, oh, we got a million people here. We're in charge. We had that normalcy bias. And then we got set up. Before Trump even finished his speech, they'd already broken into the Capitol. Before I started running down the road over a mile and a half to get there, they'd already gotten in the damn thing. But we're not that complacent anymore. But I remember about 7:30 in the morning, and my security comes to the door, and they go, it's a bunch of former Delta Force guys, all these people. And they go, Jones, one of the guys is the guy that captured, you know, Saddam, found the spider hole. He goes, listen, they got Antifa down there at the Capitol. This is a setup. I don't know. We only had like 15 secure people. I said, well, what do we do? Well, go find out what's going on. So I'm sitting there, and there was so much cell phones being used and so much going on while I'm listening to Trump's and all the other speeches that I could barely get a text like every 10 minutes. So my phone wasn't working because everybody was using all the data. But once I got out of there and all the text came through, my crew's like, hey, we're down here at the Capitol. Looks like a setup. You need to get down here. Looks like they're going to do something. Get down here and stop it. So as soon as I get out on Pennsylvania Avenue and run that way, it was already too late. We're not behind the eight ball now. We're watching everything they do. So if I was ever on a march on D.C. again, I sure as hell won't be eating omelets and drinking Jack Daniels. I apologize for that. I only had like one shot or something. The point is that I'm just having fun with my wife, enjoying myself, and just thinking, oh, the government will handle it. You know, I'm going to go out and watch Trump's speech, and they claim I'm going to do some, you know, rally with him at another stage. They had the permit by the Supreme Court building right there on the corner of the Capitol. But we walked right into that. But just because we walked right into that, doesn't mean we've got to do it over and over and over again. And that doesn't mean we don't then go to the border and show the illegal aliens and show the open border and show the human trafficking and show the NGOs. They want to intimidate you. No, this is our victory. We go down there and the Border Patrol and all of them are on our side. So it's a beautiful moment to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. But it's also a real opportunity and also a great danger because here's the big takeaway. Biden has put out a terror alert that we've seen 2 days ago saying imminent terror attack on the Border Patrol and on the illegal aliens at those migrant centers. So they secretly shipped them all out the last few days or day and a half on buses somewhere else. But the Border Patrol and everybody else is like, this is crap. No one's even here yet. They all know. Maybe they got some meth head white supremacist who actually believes it. Patriot Front, who knows. But it's not real, folks. I mean, we know that intuitively. And the Border Patrol isn't buying it. And the federal agents aren't buying it. And the NSA's not buying it. There's a major fight. And they refused. Biden ordered them a day and a half ago to use all the face scanning technology that's hooked into all the cameras to turn it on for the American people. Not just cameras out there for known terrorists that are already in the database, so they're already running everybody's picture, but no one's allowed to look at it. It's a computer doing it. It's AI. And so, okay, Habib, whatever, or Hezbollah, Hamas guy pops up, convicted murderer, whatever, that pops up. They want to turn it on to grab everybody that comes there and run it through a database and then say, if you're there protesting, you're in a database as a terrorist as an intimidation tactic down the road. But they didn't want it known they're doing this. This is a scandal beyond the Hunter Biden laptop. It's a scandal beyond internet censorship and big tech control. You hear me? This is a Rosetta Stone. This is a keyhole in their operation. This is Biden issuing fake terror alerts that they did a year ago as well, we now learn, telling the Border Patrol right-wingers are coming to kill you. And the feds are just like, the rank and file are just like, oh, my God. We've already seen this rodeo before with the Haitians, and this is a load of crap. And then the NSA that the Border Patrol is heavily interfaced with says, we're refusing right now to turn this on. We're not. Plus, imagine the work. Now they don't just want the cameras scanning all the faces coming across the border. Now all these cameras everywhere are grabbing everybody's face and putting them in databases. It's the government waging war against the American people. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back with Tim Enlob, head of InfoWars Security, and all of his breaking news. He's getting even more information, I'm told, since I talked to him about an hour and a half ago. I'm going to talk about this right now. InfoWars, this isn't hype. This is real. We've done it. I'm not trying to brag, but it's like we're Lance Armstrong winning the Tour de France like 6-7 times. It's because of your support. You're not betting on a horse when you support us that has failed. In fact, if you don't bet on us now, you're insane. Because the globalists see us as a major enemy to take down because thanks to your support and our crew and our guests and what we've done and God literally inspiring us, we've changed the world. So none of the credit goes to me, but we are doing very important work. So I need all of you listening to make a decision. It's up to you. To say, I'm going to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to get a t-shirt. I'm going to get a book. I'm going to get a film. I'm going to sign up for auto ship on great supplements to get 10% off. On top of all the other specials, I'm going to go there and I'm going to back Americans in this important time. And if just more people would do it, if more people would share the articles and the videos, what you're doing, I'm seeing a lot of you aren't, we would change the world at an even greater clip. So, Nitric Boost, it was our sleeper product. We put it out. It cleans out your blood, vasodilation, all these great known compounds that are natural, so good for you. You want to counter the strokes, the heart attacks, all the spike proteins. You need Nitric Boost. Well, we went to an even bigger manufacturer to get even higher quality ingredients. The other one was great. This is reformulated, the exact same formula, but a different supplier. And we even got a better deal. So instead of offering 25% off on Nitric Boost, we never went past that because the product was so expensive. We got a better deal. 40% off on Nitric Boost. 40% off right now. On Nitric Boost, everybody should be on this, but particularly middle-aged people and older folks. It is incredible. Clean out your blood. Counter the globalist. Get Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is selling out, but we've got another order in. Dr. Jones Naturals, InfoWarsStore.com. Next Level Foundational Energy. Methyl folate, the breakdown the cells make of what is in the spinach that Popeye eats. I'm strong to the finish because I eat my spinach. I pop out the sailor, man, doo-doo. That's folic acid. But most people, particularly white people, don't absorb a lot of folic acid. This is the breakdown of it. You absorb it all with a key complex of vitamins that supercharge it. Get Next Level Foundational Energy at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and get a Team Humanity t-shirt, get a 1776 Gadsden shirt. Just support us. We're asking for your help. We're fighting together. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Global exclusive. Biden administration using secret fake terror alerts to target conservative Americans with NSA technology illegally, warns whistleblowers. And Tim Enloe, head of InfoWars Security down there with the crew, has all these sources. He's done a great job. He's seen the documents. This is going on. But this is how Biden wants to roll out January 6th against the American people. They're planning something big down there. The answer is more people, more cameras, spotlighting what's going on, issuing terror alerts to then turn NSA facial recognition on against the American people, taking what they did on January 6th at the Capitol and expanding it. And so Tim Enloe joins us to talk about this. This is a huge deal, and the whole January 6th thing has gone up in flames. They've now taken off the docket the trial against Trump. That's quietly getting backburnered and shut down. The Jan 6 committee destroyed their videos interviewing me and all the transcripts because it showed it was a federal operation. This is their attempt to frame the American people as terrorists. That's why it's so important. We've got to go to the border. We've got to cover it. And then the fact that the Border Patrol and the feds and the NSA are literally telling us, hey, we're saying no to this. We're worried about a false flag is such a huge deal. So, Tim, you've interfaced with these folks. You're breaking this information. This is so incredible. Thank you for joining us. Tell us what's happening.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be on. So we've been here in Eagle Pass, Texas, since Tuesday, covering the situation down here and what's going on the border. It's really incredible, and during that time, we've developed some incredible sources that work for the Department of Homeland Security, and one source in particular has been spot on about all the information that they've given us. We'll call him Elias, is the source. Well, that's the name we'll use for the source is Elias, and so it kind of all started really rolling fast yesterday. So around 3:48 p.m. yesterday afternoon, on February 1st, I got a call from my source, Elias, basically saying, hey, don't know what's going on, but suddenly they're evacuating the main Border Patrol processing, migrant processing center that's located on Firefly Lane here in Eagle Pass. And he told me that they were moving all the migrants out of that facility, including unaccompanied minors as well as adult migrants. And that they were putting them on buses and shipping them out to more secure Border Patrol stations around Eagle Pass. So to confirm this information, we immediately proceeded to the South Border Patrol station here in Eagle Pass. And around 4:41 p.m. yesterday afternoon.
We had a little Skype problem there from the border. We're going to reconnect with Tim. Tim, hold on. Just tell him back up. He immediately proceeded to the Border Patrol station, Eagle Pass. That's when you cut out. Let's see if we got Tim back. Tim, you immediately proceeded to the Eagle Pass Border Patrol station. That's when you cut out. Go ahead.
That's correct.
Keep going.
Yes, sir. We proceeded to the South Eagle Border Patrol station. We saw five large buses coming in, which basically confirmed our sources' information. Those buses were filled to the brim with migrants, and they took them into that south station. Then around 5:30 p.m. yesterday evening, I met in person with this source, with Elias, who showed me the FBI memo that had been sent to all the Border Patrol stations, basically saying that the FBI had identified two white supremacists who were planning an attack on the Border Patrol Processing Center on Firefly Lane sometime between today, Friday, February 2nd, and Monday, February 5th. And out of an abundance of caution, the Border Patrol decided to immediately move those migrants to more secure facilities. That was at 5:30 p.m. yesterday evening. At 7:40 a.m. this morning, I get a call from an additional source who then informed me that there are heated, and this was a quote, heated discussions going on at Fort Meade, Virginia, obviously where the NSA is located, about using facial recognition against the convoy of people that are coming here, American citizens that are coming here to the border to bring attention to our wide open southern border. And it was described to me as a similar dragnet that was used on January 6th in Washington, D.C., and that there was a lot of pushback from certain sections at Fort Meade who felt that this was illegal and that it was not proper to employ this against the American people.
I mean, this is just sensational information, and then we learned a year ago they did it with the Haitians as well. So, obviously, I know you talked to your sources, they concurred. This is an attempt to roll out the entire international defense system against the American people, which Biden has said the main enemy is the American people. It's great to see this pushback from federal intelligence and law enforcement.
Right. And that's one thing I can tell you. Since we've been here on Tuesday, the agents on the ground here, whether it's Border Patrol, the National Guard units that are here, all of them are 100%, the ones we've talked to, were 100% on the side of the American people, right? They don't like what's going on. They want to make a difference. They want to stop this invasion. But they are somewhat hamstrung, obviously, by their leadership and by the orders that are coming out of Washington.
Yeah, they're not in charge of the money or the policy, so they're stuck in a rock and a hard place.
That's exactly right. But the ones that are actually boots on ground here have been nothing but cooperative with us, have been willing to share a lot of inside information with us, because they want the word to get out on what's going on down here on this southern border, right? With the terrorists coming across, child rapists coming across, murderers coming across. And for people watch the show, you can literally pull the government.
Hold on, Tim. Tim, stay there. Tim, hold on a minute. Start over. You were getting into the rapists coming across the border, and your Skype broke up again, but it's gonna reconnect. Okay, it's back. Go ahead.
Yeah, my apologies. The Wi-Fi out here.
That's not your fault. We get it. Hey, it's great technology. We're lucky to have you. Go ahead. Keep going.
Right. So again, you know, viewers can pull up these documents, right, that show just how many child rapists have been contacted by Border Patrol, how many murderers have been stopped by Border Patrol. I mean, but the problem is those are the ones that either surrendered or were caught by Border Patrol, right? So when we look at those numbers, which are in the thousands, right, then you got to think about the gotaways, what the Border Patrol calls gotaways, which are the ones who didn't want to be caught and who definitely wanted to get into the country without contact by law enforcement. And those number in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands. And if we just look at the percentages of criminals that the Border Patrol has caught, then you have to assume the percentages apply to gotaways as well, if not more, because those are determined not to be caught have a bigger reason for.
All right, Tim, stay there again. You're having some, there's a lot of people down there now. There's not a lot of cell phone reception here on the border. We probably maybe do this at the hotel next time. But look, you've been there with me with the high-level federal judges and the federal agents who are really concerned about this and how they're told that we are ordered under law to release known criminals. All we can do is keep them for a few weeks under statutes of misdemeanors for being an illegal crosser. So I'm not trying to lionize the feds, but we're in meetings with high-level feds. We're not just saying that here on air. So this is crazy. The top is doing all this crime with Mayorkas, but whether it's high-level federal judges or FBI agents or federal marshals or Border Patrol, they are all super upset and don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. I mean, can you speak to those, without getting into details, the meetings we've had, so people know the level of concern we're dealing with? Let's do this. Let's reconnect with Tim. Reconnect, because his feed is cutting out. And again, they only got so many cell towers down there, and now the caravan's getting there, the convoy's getting there, there's people everywhere. And so I wanted them to be on the border for this. I almost said do it at the hotel, but I wanted them to be at the border. And
are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. www.dead.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
These guys are directly aiding and abetting.
Tensions are high as a wide-open border floods Texas cities with military-aged males, criminals, and potential terrorists that has citizens on edge.
Courtney Hacking keeps a shrine in her Nevada home to her husband Peter, her 4-year-old daughter Ellie, and her 2-year-old son Grayson. Their car was struck head-on, killing all three.
He was here illegally, he drove illegally, he was working illegally, and he killed 3 innocent people.
Francisco Oropesa, 38-year-old Mexican national who has allegedly killed 5 of his former Texas neighbors. He apparently was out shooting a weapon, being very loud and belligerent, apparently drinking. The neighbors went outside and asked him to stop shooting that weapon. He then in turn took his AR-15 and allegedly slaughtered a family of 5, including a 9-year-old boy.
My newly 20-year-old daughter, Kayla Hamilton, was murdered in her own room and left on the floor like trash. Kayla's murderer was apprehended by Border Patrol crossing illegally into the U.S. at the southwest border in Rio Grande City, Texas. He was a 16-year-old known gang member affiliated with MS-13 in El Salvador.
As the Biden administration demands, the United Nations NGO Soros-engineered invasion continue at all costs.
$500 million investment, he says, to invest in startups, establish companies, social impact initiatives, and businesses started by migrants and refugees. What about all the people in this country that could really use that help themselves to get a leg up?
Yes.
You know, charity begins at home.
Have you done everything you can do with executive authority? Is there more you can do?
halted construction of the border wall. He reinstated the disastrous policy of catch and release. And he ended the incredibly successful Remain in Mexico agreement. And that took the lowest rate of illegal immigration and it caused it to explode. We now have the highest rate in history. 9.6 million illegal immigrants have come into this country. And Joe Biden wants it. It's deliberate. He could fix it tomorrow.
Okay, we had a problem here.
Responding to a tweet spotlighting the heavily armed states backing Texas in its standoff with the Biden administration, rather than at the very least calm the fears of his constituents, Texas Democrat State Representative Gene Wu suggested the proper response to those backing Texas would be for the U.S. military to drop bombs on these Americans with drone-fired Hellfire missiles. The audacity of the statement of naked psychopathic democide was met with, as expected, enraged tweets. However, Wu continued to double down on his stance that the American people that he represents are the enemy.
Never, ever in my three-plus decades ever heard anyone accuse parents of murdered children of being partisan one way or the other.
State Representative Gene Wu has been accusing Crime Stoppers of being partisan for calling out judges who grant multiple felony bonds to repeat violent offenders. In a tweet, Khan invited Wu to a POMC meeting.
Mr. Wu declined, said I don't go to Republican organization events. And when I woke up on Saturday and I saw that hurt me because this is not a partisan group.
For the life of me, I cannot figure out why a state representative would come to the ill-advised conclusion that POMC meetings at Crime Stoppers are partisan. That's about as far-fetched as you can get.
The madness to destroy the United States from within is completely off the rails in 2024, as disturbing video from Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport shows a group of migrants tucked away in a hidden room guarded by a U.S. service member.
Yeah, so these are just recently documented travelers getting released from ICE, getting to where they need to be.
Apparently, the U.S. military is aiding and abetting the collapse of the United States.
I love my right-wing friends who talk about the tree of liberty is water of the blood of patriots. If you need to work about taking on the federal government, you need some F-15s.
America is in free fall, and no one is manning the controls. The point of no return may already be long behind us. John Bound reporting.
Well,
all right, our crew had their internet cut. They're going to move to another location and join us coming up at the start of the next hour. The former Defense Intelligence Agency Green Beret and lawyer Ivan Ranklin is going to join us in studio to talk about all the things that are happening in the world and more. We're going to get a pop-in on the economy at the bottom of the next hour by Kirk Elliott. And we're also going to have Jay Dyer joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. But again, everybody in media, almost everybody, follows somebody else's story. We are breaking that they are saying that white supremacists are going to attack the Border Patrol and the illegal aliens down there that they call migrants, with no evidence as a pretext to have the NSA turn on its systems against the American people. This is a big deal. And I don't even care about the credit, but we need the Glenn Greenwalds, the Tucker Carlsons, to force this out. Just like we told you in August, we were planning new rollouts of COVID, which they then did, but we stopped most of it because people listened to me. So we're right back here, folks, with real people, with real connections on the border, with Homeland Security trying to stage something down there to have J6 2.0. You're like, well, we better not go down there. No, you go down there to expose it. Imagine we said, we're not going down there, we'll get set up. It's not one capital, one event where they can set us up. It's a huge border. They fear us there exposing the entire operation. So this is a big, 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 big deal. And we cannot do this without you. And that's why You go down there and you'll see them smuggling drugs right across in front of you. You'll see all sorts of just insane stuff all around you. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. It is ridiculous. But what did Thomas Jefferson, he got asked famously, walking out of the legislature during the war, a woman asked him, what is the limit that tyrants will go to? And he said, the limit good men and women allow. All right, they got moved to another location. We're going to break here in just a few minutes. But Tim, this is very, Tim Enloe, head of Enforced Security down there on the border. This is very encouraging that we've got such great intel from the Border Patrol and the NSA and the feds. And I was asking about the feds we've met with, the judges, without getting the names. I mean, I'm not trying to lionize the feds, but having top-level federal judges meet with us and people, I mean, this shows they're really upset. The whole government's not the problem. It's who's running at the top. That's my view. What's your view?
Well, I agree with that 100%. I think the worm is turning, even within the federal government, which is really encouraging for us to see. I mean, we've had, like you said, we had a well-known federal judge meet with us, U.S. Marshals meet with us, Department of Homeland Security. A lot of people are upset because I think for the first time, even the ones who wanted to be kind of concerned about their careers and kind of go along to get along, that kind of mentality, I think this 10 million influx of which we previously discussed, a high percentage are going to be criminals, are going to be terrorists, are going to be just bad actors for this country. I think for the first time, it has even shook a significant percentage of the people inside the federal government. And so it's really now just the very, very top that is still holding on to the ideology, the Bidens, the Kamala Harrises, those kind of people that are just completely, first of all, out of touch with the American people. They still want to hold on to that ideology. But I think just one or two levels down, I think this invasion has shook Americans across the board to their core.
Perfectly said, Tim. We'll come back and talk a few more minutes. You guys will get back on your main mission. But that's how evil always works. It looks like it's winning till it gets so ridiculous, good people finally wake up. And, I mean, it is just, you've been there many times with me. You've been there many times I'm not there. It is, it's not like you're looking for kids being smuggled. It's just everywhere. It is, when you go there, it's like Disney World for pedophiles.
That's exactly right. Yes. And that's one of the things some of the agents have described to us, the difficulty that they have had dealing with that. And that's one of the interesting points that was brought up to us just 2 days ago. And that was this, that for the first time now, they are seeing recycled kids, Alex. They are seeing kids that are coming completely bombed out on drugs. They're putting them on buses. They're sending them to the processing stations. The processing stations are sending them to other areas in the U.S. And within two weeks, Alex, the same kids are coming back across the Mexican border into Texas. And these same Border Patrol agents are processing these same kids. And they're saying this is the first time that they have seen these kids be recycled in the numbers that they currently are.
This is so huge. So Obama first did it. He said, you got a kid, you get across. They're literally a ticket they're using. Let's come back in 2 minutes and talk more about that. This is so important.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.